Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
It is the Brett Maga Show. Thank you so much for listening and kicking off your new year with us. Kevin's going to kick off your new year with a good news story. Kevin picked out today's good news story.
Yeah, I like this because it tells me that certain animals live way longer than you think.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, you're about to find out how long this cat has lived next.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
All right, this story blew my mind because I did not realize a cat could live to be this old. But the world's oldest living cat was just named Flossie. Ooh. Out of England, just turned 30 last week, and that is a Guinness World Record.
Wow.
Yeah, now here's the thing. She is deaf and partially sighted. But she still has, you know, pretty good life. She's still living it very, very
She's
well.
She's still got it going on.
She does. Mm-hmm. She does. Her owner actually, you know, still feeds her and says everything's pretty much the same it has been for years.
I'm relieved. Thank God
good.
Her owner still feeds her.
She turned 30. She learned to.
That's why I'm cutting you off after 29.
She learned to stop. She learned to feed herself. She's so old. She's like, make your own dinner, that Flossie.
I kind of misspoke there. I didn't finish it. The owner still feeds her what she normally eats. I was trying to say.
I respect it. Yeah,
now, most cats live only 14 years, so she's doubled that lifespan. But Flossie is not the oldest living cat on record. That title belongs to Texas's Cream Puff, who in 2005 sadly passed away, but at the age of 38.
It was after he forgot.
Rip Cream Puff.
That's right. Cream Puff's owner forgot to.
Cream Puff died of starvation.
Yeah, right. Puff's like, I don't want to make my own meals like Flossie anymore.
Yeah, well, congratulations, Flossie. Glad your owner's still feeding you.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show. Interesting, weird question. When you're eating a meal and having lunch or dinner, do you ever think, I wonder what Brett's eating? I wonder what Hannah's eating? I wonder what someone else is eating at that time? Or the only thing you're focused on is your meal?
You know, I must say that I catch myself, actually with someone in this room, wondering what they're eating all the time, and it's Kevin.
Really?
Really?
Oh, you're eating I wonder what Kevin's eating right now?
Kevin, if you remember, sometimes I'll randomly be like, well, what'd you have for dinner?
You do that a lot, actually. I noticed that.
I think it's really interesting to hear what people eat for dinner, and for some reason, Kevin is my fixation on this.
Really?
Yes.
Kevin, do you ever think about what other people are eating?
I do on occasion. It's interesting because I do think, you know, and primarily, sorry, Hannah, AB, because I'm like, what McDonald's item has she got today?
Yeah.
Kevin's just like, I'm so jealous that I know that while I'm at lunch trying to eat, you know, these grapes, I know that AB has got a Big Mac and fry in front of her.
Yeah.
Well, my best friend Elizabeth told me sometimes when she makes like a nice meal for her and her husband, that she feels bad because she's like, I can only imagine what AB is eating right now.
Just like ramen noodles, probably?
Yeah.
Because you don't cook ever?
I don't cook ever.
Spoiled food.
So I do think about what other people are
eating. Do you?
because I'm eating so poorly that I'm like, someone out there is eating a really good meal. Or I'll walk through the halls in my apartment and be like, man, I wish I could eat that.
I never think about anyone else. But you know what? My son, like, who goes to school now, he often is like, misses us at lunchtime because we saw all be able to have lunch. He'd be like, I wonder what I often think about what you guys are eating at lunch. That's what he tells us.
Oh,
which I think
gosh.
Is like the cutest thing. Yeah. That I was like, this is actually a thing. Other people think about other people while they're eating and wonder, I wonder what they're eating. That's so funny.
The polls are open. Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Also, let's find out what's trending. I'm going to put 2 minutes on the clock. We know it's barely 7 o'clock, so you're like, I'm busy. I don't know what's going on. We'll scroll through the internet for you. Why the riskiest day of the year just passed, and if your relationship made it, you survived.
What was it? Why
January
was it risky?
5th, known as Divorce Day.
Oh!
Oh, really?
Divorce lawyers say they get a huge turn up, like 38% jump in new members in the divorce party and clients reaching out to them, mainly because they say two things end up happening. Illicit encounters say people get super stressed out during the holidays, end up cheating, or they get super stressed out over the holidays and end up fighting so much. Like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, I hate your family, I hate your uncle, I hate whatever. And there's a huge jump in divorces on January 5th after the holidays.
Probably financial stuff, too,
and
after
financial
the holidays.
Too, yeah.
I got stressed out so I cheated is actually the craziest line ever.
Adults in relationship have a backup person that they leave for their partner.
Okay, keep it moving. What is up with this adultery, divorce, keep it moving segment?
It's what happens after the new year, after they've survived 2026, fresh starts. Bedtime alarms are in.
There we go. Let's hear about them.
Yeah, you know, you set an alarm in the morning to wake you up.
Mm-hmm.
Now the new trend is to set an alarm to go to bed. A lot
a
of people
idea.
Think need this. They say, hey, maintaining a sleep schedule is so important. We've learned that so much. And so many of us are watching shows or scrolling through our phones. They said, like, hey, it's 9 o'clock. Alarm goes off and it's just a reminder. Put the phone down. Turn off the show. It's time to go to bed. Whatever I'm working on, whatever I'm doing will be there tomorrow. And Instagram will probably be there tomorrow.
I don't know.
It might get canceled.
Yeah.
New parents in Maryland turn to ChatGPT to name their new baby.
Oh, what did it come up with?
Hudson Oakley Winkler.
Okay, that's cute.
Oh, wow. People had mixed reviews, like, oh, should you use ChatGPT? Like, it's so funny, though, because so many parents, and you're like, find out you're having a...
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a paper listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Baby, Google, like, baby names. Let's just get some ideas. They're like, you can't use ChatGPT to name your kid.
ChatGPT
like,
is using Google.
But you can. Like, you use babynames.com. That's cool. But ChatGPT, that's where I draw the line.
That's really cute name, too, as well. Better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Abby, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Can we say Happy New Year to Abby?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Happy New Year, Abby.
Yeah, it's not too late.
Not too late.
All right.
I said end the work week, so we're good. We're clear.
Yeah, but we don't know if Hannah's going to be saying Happy New Year to you after this. Hannah's homeschool. Whoever wins may not be so happy.
No, I'm good. The whole year I've been winning.
Oh, is that true? You're undefeated?
Yeah.
All right. Abby, she's undefeated this year, so you'll be her first loss. Hannah, leave the room so we can ask you guys the same 5 pop culture questions, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hannah's leaving. Let's do this. 5 pop culture questions to see who gets more right. Which singer was recently on the cover of Men's Health after losing 275 pounds?
Adele?
Ooh. No. I was like, poor Adele.
Yes, Adele did lose weight.
She did lose weight. I don't know. It was 275 pounds.
Is it Men's Health?
Yeah, and it's Men's Health. Do you want to take another shot, Abby? Do you know another singer that's lost a ton of weight?
No, I don't. I might be getting a Happy New Year.
Okay, that's okay. Timothy Chalamet thanked his girlfriend at the Critics' Choice Awards. Who has he been dating for the past 3 years?
A Jenner.
I'll count it.
Yeah.
Kylie.
Right.
They're all the same.
Kylie, yeah.
Yeah. A new Making of Stranger Things documentary is coming. Who is the creator of Stranger Things?
Oh, man. I don't know the creator.
You need to call a friend.
Call a friend?
Yes.
Okay.
Who do you want to call? Me or AB?
I'll call you. You suggested it.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. Yes, it's the Duffer brothers. I believe it's Matt and Ross Duffer.
That's correct.
Wow, you even knew their first names.
Yes, I did.
Abby, did you know the Duffer brothers?
No, I didn't.
Thank God for Kevin. All right. Well, I got another Stranger Things question for you. What streaming service is Stranger Things on?
Netflix.
Yay. I know that. And then The Masked Singer premieres tonight. Who is the host of The Masked Singer?
Oh, I know exactly who. Nick Cannon?
Yes.
Yes.
Four out of five. Abby came through. Tough showing. Now you're going to give Hannah a run for her money, see if she can get her first loss of the new year when she comes back next.
Hannah's Homeschool! Hannah's Homeschool!
All right, we got Hannah walking back, the undefeated Hannah walking back into the studio. Yeah, thank you. To play Hannah's Homeschool, Abby just got done answering 5 pop culture questions. We're going to see if Hannah can get more right, or at least tie Abby for the win and to stay undefeated. Abby, tell her how many you got right.
I got four.
Four. Okay.
Legit competitor.
Need to focus.
Here we go. 4 tie goes to Hannah's record. Let's see how she does. Which singer was on the cover of Men's Health after losing 275
pounds? Jelly Roll.
Yes, Jelly Roll. Not Adele. Timothy Chalamet thanked his girlfriend at the Critics' Choice Awards.
Who's Kylie Jenner.
Yep, been dating for the past 3 years. A new Making of Stranger Things documentary is coming. You told us all about it in the Hollywood hashtag.
I did.
Who created the Stranger Things?
That's a really hard question.
No, it's like
really
literally
not.
They have a documentary coming out about it that you covered.
Netflix.
No.
Good enough guess.
If you watch the titles, they always say written by or directed by. And the
a lot
majority
of, talk
of the
about
episodes
these guys.
Were the Duffer brothers.
You
Matt and Ross
me?
Duffer.
I was going to say that.
Yeah, she was like the Kelsey brothers.
Yeah.
All right. What streaming service is on Stranger Things?
Netflix.
Yes. Yep. All right, so you need this for the win. No pressure, Abby. It could be our first loss of the year.
Oh, man.
The Masked Singer premieres tonight. Who is the host?
I knew that was going to be coming next. Masked Singer, Nick Cannon.
Yes!
Oh, dang it!
Abby, no!
Wow.
Hannah gets the win, stays undefeated. Abby, you did tire a great opponent, but that sucks.
No, it's great.
That's okay.
Abby, you have to say this is Abby and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Abby and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's Homeschool!
Mega Minds!
Here it is, the Brett Mega Show Mega Mind question of the day. In the late 1960s and 70s, 50% of kids did this. Now it's only about 15%. What are kids not doing anymore?
I think that kids are not riding bikes anymore, but I want to be specific because the new trend, my niece and nephew wanted these for Christmas. The new trend is e-bikes. Yeah. So I want to clarify, and I'm talking about like the OG bicycle.
Good answer.
So I don't think kids are riding those anymore.
Cool. Good answer.
You know,
Kevin, this should be your wheelhouse, brother.
It should be my wheelhouse. I don't think they're actually playing with toys. I think now if everything's video,
some
type of avatar. So, yeah, actually physically playing with toys.
AB?
I'm just now realizing it says kids because I was thinking of more teenagers because I was going to say get your license at 16.
Okay, no, that's a good answer. I'll use it as kids. I do think it's less and less. I don't think it's down to 15%.
That'd be crazy.
50% of kids used to do this, and now only about 15%. What are kids doing less and less of these days? 855-444-MEGA. If you think you can figure it out, 855-444-6342. Give the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day next.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the Mega Mind question of the day answer. See if anyone got it right. In the late 1960s and 1970s, 50% of kids did this. Now, only like 15%. What are kids no longer doing they used to do back in the day?
Victoria texted in and guessed watching live TV. That used to be like,
Oh, great guess. Not it, though, but that was a great guess.
Teacher Aaron says having sleepovers. I definitely agree with that one.
They're doing them less and less?
Yeah, people don't trust other people's parents anymore.
Respect, okay. Yeah.
Megan texted in and said walking or biking to school.
That's the correct answer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Back in the day, Kev, all you guys were walking to school,
yeah.
huh?
Uphill, back hills, downhills, round hills.
I used to walk home from school.
Yeah, and now only about 15% of kids. Probably more like the trust issue again. Like, yeah, back in the day, they just like let you out and
come back when the street lights on.
Well, also, they lived closer to school.
Yeah,
then,
there was relighting of districts. Yeah. That was like the real reason, Kev. We're just joking, okay?
I have a neighborhood school.
That's true.
My kids walk to school. So
there you go.
We're part of the 15%.
Yeah, Kevin keeping the percentage alive.
That's right.
All right, help me out here. Is this a thing for like all women or is this a thing of the past? Is it like a big deal when you get your like first or maybe only like American Girl doll? 855-444-MEGA. Do you remember when you got your first American Girl doll, who was it? Was it a big deal for you? Do you still have it? Do you remember if you're a parent now giving your daughter their first American Girl doll? 855-444-6342 if this is a thing. Because I didn't know it was a thing. And by the gasp that Hannah just made, apparently my wife is right about this. My wife was so excited because I had told you this. We thrifted our entire like Christmas.
Yeah.
Like we didn't spend like crazy amount of money. And I think these American Girl dolls are a crazy amount of money.
Oh, yeah.
She was like freaking out that she had found a like legitimate American Girl doll for like $10.
That's crazy.
Oh, wow. That's
really
awesome. Yeah.
She was like, Brett, like she was like ecstatic. And I was like, cool. We got a doll for $10. Sounds great. She's like, no, you do not understand. And was, I think she was more excited than my daughter, who's two. Probably doesn't understand what American Girl does, but she found it for like $10. This is a huge deal.
This is the full size doll because they do have. Because
I think so. I don't know. It's small. It's
my daughter Kennedy. Her first American Girl doll was the Bitty Baby.
Oh, I always wanted a Bitty Baby.
And she never got the full size doll. But she, I guess she kind of grew out of it. She really liked the baby. We would get the books or whatever and the different outfits.
The babies were legit.
Yeah, my daughter never was really into the whole store. Restaurant. I mean, we would.
Yeah, apparently there's like a whole bunch of things.
We would get the magazine and look, and one of the kids got a canoe, and one of the kids got a balloon, and one of the kids got a horse, and one of the kids.
It's a whole thing.
I'll show you a picture. This is my daughter with it. She's super excited, though.
Aww. Yeah. They're matching outfits. Yeah.
So my wife got her a matching outfit. My wife is so excited about this. She got her like a little matching PJ, and I'll tell you how big of a deal this thing is. They were dirty, and they're like in the corner, and I'm like, hey, I have to wash these. And I went to go help my son, like, hey, make sure you get your PJs. And I turn around, and my daughter's taking off the PJs yesterday. I just put her on. She goes, need to match my baby doll. Need to match my baby doll.
Wow.
And this is her just sleeping with her baby doll. Like, she's
that's awesome.
Like, obsessed with this thing. And I'm like, is this a real thing? So did you have one, Hannah?
Yes, I did. And I could shed a tear. I had my girl, her name was Aubrey, and I got one of the dolls to, like, look like me. So she had blonde hair. She had the same color eyes as me. She wore the same outfit as me. And Aubrey has a piece of my heart forever. I think that was like the first like maternal spark I felt in my soul was my American Girl doll.
My daughter doesn't leave this doll alone. Like,
no.
She's like protects it. She's always like walking the baby, making sure the baby's sleeping, making sure the baby's okay.
I wonder where Aubrey is now. I hope she's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I care about her still.
This is my first maternal spark. Like, this is why we don't trust
Hannah.
Well,
she's in a long time ago. Somewhere. Yeah, all ratted up. Yeah. But that was a huge deal.
AB, did you have an American Girl doll?
I had an American Girl doll.
You did.
Both my sisters had an American Girl doll, but I don't think I ever felt connected to that doll. I felt connected to other dolls I had, but for whatever reason, that one didn't do it for me.
Really?
I don't know.
Your parents are like, thanks. I spent $500 on this thing.
No, they didn't. I don't know how much they are. Why did you say that?
I had to wait a while to get my American Girl doll. And when my mom got her for me, I mean, that just like lit up my world. They are very expensive. And then, because then you go to the store and you want to get an outfit. Then you want to get a matching outfit. Then you want to go to the hair salon that's at the store. Then you want to go to the diner
that's
at the store.
Are they still around? Because my wife was talking.
I think they're in like Chicago, but I don't think they're here.
Because we're originally from Chicago. So my wife was probably like, said, like, I can't wait to do all these things with her. I'm like, do what? What are you and the doll and her going to do?
Well,
is this true, Kevin?
What happened was other companies started making, like, knockoffs or similar ones. Like, you can go to Walmart and pick out, like, the Harry Potter collection of
no,
the girls.
That's not an American Girl.
But they're very close. Target's got their own brand
American
as well.
American Girl doll dupes.
No, I would be able to spot out a fake.
Really?
They're un-American dolls.
No.
Wow. Okay.
Those are Switzerland dolls.
Is this true? Did you get an American Girl doll? Is this, like, a big deal? Did you get yourself a dupe like the Switzerland dolls? 855-444-MEGA. We just got my daughter an American Girl doll. Did you get your kid one, and was it a big deal? What did you have? Did you keep it? 855-444-6342. We'll take your calls on this. I didn't know this was a thing. And I heard Hannah's like gasp, like, oh my God, my childhood.
I feel her in my soul.
My daughter just got her first American Girl doll, and my wife was so excited as like another woman, and our daughter's 2 years old, and we thrifted this thing. She was like, you don't understand. I got this baby doll for $10. And when she told me she got a baby doll, an American Girl doll for $10, I'm like, that's cool. She's like, you should be more excited. You cannot believe we got this thing for $10. And I'm like, what's the going rate for a baby doll nowadays? And Hannah said they're like super expensive.
Yeah. They are. I don't remember exactly how much mine was. Aubrey, my mom bought her. Thank you, Mom, forever for her. I don't know how much they are now, but Brett, I think this. We just got a text. I think it's really interesting. Someone just texted in and said 2 years old is way too young to have an American Girl doll.
Is that true?
What?
Yeah,
no, this seems crazy. That's true.
I bet, like, my assumption is that it's really expensive. So they don't really understand how important this American Girl doll is. And she probably does think of it as just as a baby doll. We thrifted this thing for $10. And I do think that, like, thinking about your mom, who was a single mom, mm-hmm. who had to, like, do everything for you to have that baby doll, I don't think we realize, and to piggyback off that, is just kids in general, any toy that we've ever gotten, how much our parents had to sacrifice for us to probably not really truly understand. I think about that often now that I have kids, and I see them break a toy that I work hard for or appreciate an American Girl doll. And I think about, man, my dad and worked so hard to give us the things that we did, my mom and dad. And did I really appreciate those toys? Or did I just want the next thing, you know? I do think about that often.
I think it's great for any child to get an American Girl doll. It really is a part of them.
The love that she has for it is adorable. Yes. And I do think it's amazing. And again, we didn't spend, I don't know how much an American Girl doll is. We didn't spend $500 on this thing. But she is so happy, and that's what really matters. Mm-hmm. But I do think about the sacrifices parents make to make those moments for their kids. Trish, you said you were listening to this and this brought back a lot of memories for you.
Oh, absolutely. I have three girls, and I was just reminiscing about decades of spending time with them. One of the things I will say, because the dolls are like in the hundreds of dollars.
Shut up, really?
They have period dolls. So with the books, and so it actually has taught my kids a lot about history, and we kind of passed down the bitty baby to the next daughter, and then she would graduate with like a doll that looked like her, or we'd get a period doll. One thing that we did is we went to Chicago and we stayed at a hotel that basically gave us an American Girl package, and so there was a doll bed for the baby doll, and there was cookies and hot cocoa at night for my daughters and them, and it was just a great experience. And my girls have really taken care of those dolls. We did convey to them that this is a big expense.
It's an investment.
So they have. It is an investment, because we have we've given those dolls to other kids in the area. Yeah, there's resale value if you want to like resell them on Facebook Marketplace. I don't know if I can say that, but
you just did.
I mean, I pulled mine off Facebook Marketplace.
And the other thing I will say, because I'm a social worker, is that they're really philanthropic as a company. They have donated dolls. We had a local charity event here in St. Louis, and they donated a doll, and they put it was a period doll because we had a 70s event, so they gave us the Julie doll, and they put a hearing device in the doll's ear because it was a it was the first speech
that's
and hearing.
Very inclusive. I know exactly what
so
you
Kevin,
mean. Yeah.
Kevin's daughter has cochlear implants.
Yes, and they had a cochlear implant doll. They have dolls with wheelchairs. Yep. I mean, it's really really well done.
Exactly. They have done a lot for diversity and equity inclusion with their dolls. So I, you know, my girls use the catalog, and every year, who's the doll of the year? They could not wait. It was something that they could actually do together. And I mean, even my son, I think maybe he might not like this, but he, you know, they had the little bitty baby twins we had. So it was a boy. So he would actually, he was actually playing with the doll too, to be part of the whole family scenario. So I would definitely, I mean, I cannot say more about this company and the dolls and the experience that we have had as a family. Now my youngest is 14. So American Girl, you know, is just a memory, but it's such a fond memory. We have lots of photos, and if they were in the car listening, they would have. They probably wouldn't have gone into the school. They probably would have been in the radio.
Really? Oh, wow!
That goes to show you that it's more than just toys. My wife's a play therapist, so I play means so much to us, and I know how much toys mean to you, Kevin.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The feelings that you get when you see an American Girl doll or G.I. Joe, it was for you. It is more than just like a doll or anything like that. There's like a relationship there and memories that you made, Trish, with your daughters along the way because you had that. So that's so cool. Thank you so much for sharing.
Absolutely. You're welcome. Thanks for covering this today. Yeah. It really did. There's probably other moms out there, like, with little tears in their eyes as well, just thinking, you know, what fun memories we had, whether it was a Christmas or Hanukkah gift or birthdays or whatever it was, you know. It definitely means a lot to us through the years.
Thank you so much. Yeah, and that's really what it is. It's like those moms are listening and going, oh, my God, it just brings me back when she was a little girl. Like, Hannah's all grown up now, but Aubrey and mom like, have those memories, and your mom made that happen for you. There are other moms on hold. I want to talk to Kathy and Jessica. But if you ever had an American Girl Doll, had those memories, 855-444-MEGA. I want to talk to you next. Hopefully your commute is not like Kevin. And you are driving 1,000 miles, but at least you'll be 60 minutes commercial free. It is the Brett Mega Show, and we're talking about how my daughter this Christmas got her first American Girl doll. Didn't even know it was a big deal. My wife was like freaking out. We thrifted our entire Christmas. We actually sold everything on Facebook Market from our storage unit. Whatever we sold in our storage unit was the like budget we used for our kids' Christmas. And so it was like kind of like even money. And my wife is really good at thrifting. She's very good. Apparently, a $10 American Girl doll is absolutely insane.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
they're in the hundreds. Like, that's nuts. So my wife found an American Girl doll for her, and she was like freaking out as like a grown woman. It's like means a lot to her to be able to give it to our 2-year-old. And apparently, this is a thing. Kathy, you had an American Girl doll growing up with your kids?
Yes, I did. And actually, that last mom said everything. I feel like we're so excited to talk about this topic, and we want to educate everyone on how amazing these things are. But my daughter is now 24, and when she was, I want to say 6 or 7, she had to get glasses. And she did not want glasses. This was a big deal. But we took her out to Kansas City because we did not have an American Girl doll store here in St. Louis at the time, and we took her out to Kansas City, and we got her her own American Girl doll. We got the one that was like her likeness, same hair, and the little girl got the little glasses, and it was amazing. And my daughter's name's Kaylee, and her doll name was Haley.
Kaylee and Haley were inseparable, and what a cool teaching moment.
It made it so much better. And then we left Kansas City and went out to Colorado, and we went camping. And at the American Girl doll store, we had told them that we were going camping. And I'll be darned, they had, you know, they
American
had
Girl
sleeping
tents.
Bags.
Yeah.
And sleeping they could bags. Outfit us for this camping trip. It was amazing. But, yeah, we had to go to Chicago or Kansas City to buy the American Girl doll accessories or dolls because we didn't have one, but we briefly had one at Chesterfield Mall.
Yep. Yes, I remember that.
And that was really cool because if something happened to your American Girl,
she'd go to the doctor,
take it there, and they had an infirmary.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. Yeah,
that's crazy. So one of the things I want to point out to you, Kathy, is it's so cool to hear your excitement and Trisha's excitement and all these moms calling in. It is like to reinforce kind of what we do every single day on the radio is we share our lives, to hear you share it back and bring up all those feelings of what it was like when, you know, Haley and Kaylee were inseparable and they were 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. And now she's 24. And Hannah said she felt the same way. She's like, oh, my God, it's bringing up all these different emotions I had with Aubrey. And that's the what we do, hopefully, as storytellers. And so thank you so much for sharing your story for your family with all of us. It means so much to us.
Well, thank you for bringing this topic up today. It's a wonderful one.
Shout out Haley.
Yes. We appreciate it. Thank you so much for calling in. That's really cool.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So Kylie Kelce just booked a really cool gig with the upcoming Winter Olympics in 2026. She's actually going to be an on-site digital creator to help, like, give behind-the-scenes content, interview Olympians, and be a part of this, like, new thing. NBC has a creator collective. So I think there's, like, 25 total influencers that are going to be out there on site at the Olympics in Italy interviewing people and doing this type of
stuff.
That's
brilliant.
So smart. There's like a huge list of like content creators like from social media and TikTok and things like that. People that even work for our company did it like last year. They went for TikTok and things like that. Super cool. I think she's perfect. I don't know what it is about the Olympics, but I could be wrong. But I feel like the Olympics target women better than any other type of sporting thing. I feel like every woman I talk to is like, they're into the Olympics more than they're like into the Super Bowl. They're like, I want to go to the Super Bowl party. I don't care who's going to win in the NFL playoffs. But they're like locked in, whether it's the ceremony, the like the patriotism or whatever it is. But the Olympics does feel like it's like a younger, demoed, like fun thing for people to get locked into. And she's perfect for it because she has that mom podcast.
Yeah, her podcast is so successful. And if you tie a Kelce to anything, it's going to be well. So I think she's great.
I do think we need Jason drinking beers and reporting from the Winter Olympics, too.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby, it's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
For real, we need your help on, is this social norm? Is this social request? Is it okay or is it weird? And how would you handle it? If you're at a bar, at a restaurant, and someone looks over and says, hey, do you want the rest of these nachos? Would you take them? Do you think it's weird to ask someone, hey, I'm not going to finish these nachos. They're perfectly good nachos. You want them. Is that okay? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Real question I'm asking because somebody actually did this in the room. AB.
Yeah. That's so on brand for you and so disgusting.
So disgusting.
I was in Texas a couple days ago for Passion, which is this huge Christian conference with my best friend Elizabeth. And during one of the dinner breaks, we went next door to the arena to the sports bar to get food. And it's just the two of us. And we just ordered way too much food. We did not realize how big the portions were.
It's Texas. Everything's bigger in Texas.
Yeah, we did not take that into consideration. And we ordered the loaded nachos that turned out to just be enormous. And by the time they brought it to the table, we weren't even hungry anymore. Like,
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
We had maybe four chips. And so we were sitting there and we were like, well, I feel bad for wasting the food. There was like a line out the door to this place of people trying to get in to eat. And so we were like, well, what if we just found another table where it looks like they were at the same conference as us? Because you could always tell because everyone would have their Bibles like stacked on the table. So we were like,
we always knew one of those Passion people.
Yeah. If you find a person with a Bible at a bar, they were probably at Passion. Yeah.
That's funny.
And so we were like, well, what if we just walk over to that table? They just sat down. We know they haven't ordered, and ask if they want our nachos. So we went over there and they asked, and they were like, yeah, we'll take the nachos. So we just brought our huge plate of nachos over to them and they ate them.
Okay, couple of things here. One, is it weird to ask? Two, would you accept? Three, if you're a server, are you pissed? Because, like, you know, they might order less.
Wow.
And so you just walked over to a random table and now they're like, yeah, we'll actually just take the waters because we just got this huge load of nachos.
Yeah.
And now they won't tip their, you know, their waitress. Is that a factor that you have to consider? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Hannah?
I think it's gross to even ask, and it's even grosser to say yes. I mean, you have someone's fingers who have touched the food. If you sneeze, your hair could be in it. I mean, it's gross all around. And Brett really added the cherry on top by bringing up the fact that you could have taken away money from the restaurant.
You didn't think of that, did you? Now that's like, oh.
No, I'll be honest. I didn't think of that when we did it either.
Yeah,
that wasn't even a consideration.
Interesting thing, right? Yeah, interesting layer.
I think the offering is very noble. You know, I understand that. I can't imagine anybody taking them. That's my thought process. I'm thinking it's the miracle.
How hungry were you guys at this Christian conference?
Yeah.
Really hungry. You
know? I'm so naive to this. I don't think it's a big deal at all.
I did not think it was
a
big deal.
Who cares? Like, first off, the biggest thing I would consider is, like, will they not order less? But probably, like, I think at these type of bar experiences, for me, I think you usually end up ordering like wings, nachos, and you want a little sampler. If you got some leftover nachos, you want to. I constantly look at other tables. I'm like, I don't want to order that. I just want to taste it.
But would you if they?
Why? It looks delicious. If you like, I just want a couple of nachos to go with my burger before it arrives. That
you don't
delicious.
Know who these people
right?
are.
Would you? I mean, if they offer,
I don't know
you,
the chef back there who put the nacho together either.
That is so different.
If it were me, if a guy offered his food, I'd say no. But if it was a girl, I'd say yes.
I would accept everyone's food. I'm hungry or something.
You won't eat food that's expired, but you will eat food that's offered to you from another person's table.
Yeah, I'll eat it off the ground.
Canceled.
I just don't want it to be
canceled.
Expired.
Crazy.
I'll eat food off the ground. You can manhandle it. I don't know. I have no idea what's happened in the background. I've seen the movie Waiting. I know freaky things happen. Don't care. Don't see it. Live in this naive world. Those nachos look delicious. I would like to have a little sample of them.
No,
I don't think it's a big deal.
I think that is sick, nasty, gross.
Sick. All right. Big deal or no big deal? 855-444-6342. Would you offer the nachos? Would you accept the nachos? Did AB just do something super weird? It's the Brett Magus Show. We are 60 minutes commercial free. This is so interesting and so funny. AB was at a conference in Texas and realized, I don't think I knew that everything is just that much bigger in Texas. Ordered some loaded nachos. Apparently loaded nachos were like huge, way too huge for, you know, two women sitting at the bar. And so she offered it to other people.
I did.
What was the reaction when you did that?
They looked like a little bit at first just like, why are you talking to us and just coming up to our table? But then once we were like, we have these leftover nachos, we barely ate any, do you want them? They were like, oh, yeah. And they took them.
They did. So they ended up taking them. Would you take them? Do you think offering up your unfinished food and appetizer? Hey, I got like 3 or 4 chicken wings left. So they don't go to waste. You want 4 chicken wings?
I would think that would be like a criminal offense.
It's not like half a burger that has my saliva
on
it. Like they're nachos.
Just
like
your fingers.
A mozzarella stick, unbitten too. Boom. Nachos. That, you know, no
Almost
one did.
Almost a full plate. Well,
how do you know if they double dipped or not?
Good point.
Double dipped in what?
Like if Brett just said a mozzarella stick.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going on in that marinara. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or like the queso's got a bunch of chips
in think they looked pretty untouched.
Okay. It is a strange thing that I didn't know if anyone would be able to say I can relate to. But Teresa said this has happened to her. What happened, Teresa?
So we were at, can I say the name of the restaurant?
Yeah, go for it.
Sure.
Yeah.
It was Hawthorne Inn in Labadee, Missouri.
Okay.
And awesome restaurant. We love it. It's one of our favorites. And we go there all the time. And we were sitting there, and there was a table next, you know, not far from us. And the guy at the table, one of the guys, was commanding the conversation and, you know, taking control and acting big and, you know, all that. But we didn't think much of it until after we got our salads and, you know, we ate the salads and we're waiting on our meal. And all of a sudden, the waitress comes over and offers us his leftovers. And we just looked at her like, what are you talking about? I mean, we were just confused. And I said, you know, has this ever happened? And she's like, no, nobody's ever done this. And we just couldn't understand it at all. We were totally confused. The only thing we could figure was he was trying to be big, trying to be, you know, I don't know, just trying to be a hot shot.
I wonder if AB came across like that too, like, hey, I don't need these nachos. You look like someone who
needs
these nachos.
You look like someone that can't afford the $12 nachos.
Right.
Yeah.
We looked at our clothes and said, oh my gosh, are we underdressed?
See, you made these people, maybe you might have made them insecure.
They went home and cried.
You think I couldn't order the loaded nachos? No. You were like, you were regular nachos, not loaded nachos type of people.
Apparently, yeah.
That's so interesting. So what did you guys end up doing? You guys rejected them?
Yeah, we rejected them, and we just thought it was too strange.
Interesting, too strange.
As you should, it was strange.